USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue and challenger John Ossoff are in a virtual tie, with Ossoff currently holding a lead of around 3,000 votes, while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up about 40,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler. Speaking to her supporters late Tuesday night, Loeffler said she still has a path to victory, and she will fight to make sure that every legal vote is counted.
My campaign's about saving our country, fighting for the American dream. You know, that's right. It's about this generation and future generations. So, you know, it's worth it for this election to last into tomorrow. We're going to make sure every vote is counted. That's right. Every legal vote will be counted.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Kenosha, Wisconsin is under a state of emergency as unrest is expected following the announcement that no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot 7 times in the back by a white Kenosha police officer. The shooting sparked days of protest in the Wisconsin city last August. Kenosha County Prosecutor Mike Gravely announced that the officer that fired the shots, Rustin Chesky, would not be charged as his use of force can be seen as justified.
Remember, these are police officers who are uniformed officers. They're called to the scene on a designated domestic abuse call. When they get there, they know there is an arrest warrant for Jacob Blake, and they take actions at that time.
Blake later admitted to investigators that he was armed with a knife for the entire encounter. He remains paralyzed from the waist down from injuries suffered in the shooting. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice said in a statement that they were still investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A number of Republican lawmakers say they will challenge the Electoral College vote on Wednesday when Congress meets to certify it, citing alleged voter fraud in several states. But some conservative members are against making those challenges. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is one of them. He tells Fox News that Congress should not have the power to decide which electors count and which do not.
Well, Congress has no authority to pick and choose which electoral votes it's going to count and which it won't, and for good reason. If it has that authority, then the Electoral College doesn't mean a thing. Congress elects the president. And under our Constitution, that only occurs if a candidate fails to receive a majority. If Congress can throw out votes for any reason, and by the way, we can come up with any reason, then the elections are simply a formality. Congress actually is calling the shots. That fundamentally alters the separation of powers that is the central architecture of our Constitution.
And a major video game developer has made a large purchase, part of its expansion plans. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center Shopping Mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000 square foot and 87-acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite creators' new global headquarters by 2024.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.